So I went on a walk this week. I needed to drop off a book for someone, and though they had offered to swing by my place to pick it up, I had had a rather long, emotionally taxing day, and the idea of a walk through the neighborhood sounded like just what I needed. It was a beautiful day. I put our little baby Grace in her carrier, and I put the dog on his leash, and I put the book in one hand, and I began my stroll to my destination. Now, the book I was carrying was a daily devotional book. I was loaning it to someone in our congregation who wanted to bring a little bit more scripture and reflection into their life, and I happen to just love the way this book does that, and so I thought I'd loan her my copy. If you ever want to borrow and she's done with it, you let me know. But it was only as I stood on the doorstep of this parishioner's house, standing there in front of my destination, knocking with book in hand, that I noticed this other person walking on the street looking quizzically at me. You see, the devotional book that I was carrying is just a little compact, little black book with a bright reflective gold cross on the cover. And here I stood on the doorstep, little cross book in hand, knocking. And it looked as if the first words that were going to come out of my mouth as the door opened would have been, "Would you like to talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?" I'm sure it was one of the neighbors thinking, "Oh God, he better not be coming here next." I mean, I had to just laugh at myself. But you see, while we're on this subject, I would like to talk to you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I mean, I do love these conversations. I just don't knock on people's doors to have them. This week in our series exploring Bible verses that don't get enough pulpit or reading time, we arrive in the Gospel of Luke with Jesus sending people out to share the message of God's love and God's kingdom. I want you to hear what happens in the ninth chapter of Luke. Jesus called the 12 together, and he gave them the power and the authority over all things to heal sickness, and he sent them out to proclaim God's kingdom and heal the sick. He told them, "Take nothing for the journey, no walking stick, no bag, no bread, no money, not even an extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, remain there until you leave that place. Wherever they don't welcome you, as you leave the city, shake the dust off your feet as a witness against them." So the 12 departed and went through the villages, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. You know, for so much of the Gospels, all four versions, the disciples are always around Jesus. They ask questions, they hear stories, they sit with him, they wait for him to feed them and other people. They're always just kind of there. If you don't catch a specific verse like this, you might wonder if the disciples actually ever did anything helpful. Right? Literally, here's this entourage of 12 people that just seem to follow him everywhere. Aren't they supposed to do something? Well, this is one of the moments that tells the disciples to go out. This is a moment that tells us of their life when they aren't just with Jesus. This is one of the moments he sends his friends out into the world. And this scripture gives us some really great insight into how God invites us, as friends of Jesus, to go into the world. Now, first, let's focus on the message that they carry. They proclaim God's kingdom. I mean, this was Jesus' main message. From his very first sermon to his most common repeated theme, Jesus was kingdom-focused. And Jesus was always very clear about the kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. Not it's coming someday, not, oh, you might get there if you're lucky, but look, folks, the kingdom, it's right here, it's right now, for everyone, seriously, right there, just look. This was Christ's message. The kingdom of God is not heaven. The kingdom of God is what our world can be when we live as God invites. In fact, we just sang some words about that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the kingdom of which Jesus speaks and asks his disciples to speak. Jesus is sending out the disciples to share this message, to tell the world about God's love for all people and God's desire that all people love all people. And to make sure his disciples aren't just talk, he gives them instructions. He says, I want you to go and heal the sick. Now, I'm not exactly the lay hands on people type of pastor myself. Moments like this in Scripture have and at times still confuse me. What does this look like? I mean, I have sat in many a room, and I tell you, if I could have done anything to bring healing to that sickness, I would have. I just don't think that's the power I have. But I've begun to appreciate these invitations and these stories of healing in a new way, as I was encouraged by a colleague to consider what healing is really about. Healing is about tending to people's needs. Healing is about opening yourself to acknowledge the honest person in front of you, that you would honor their honest sense of self, where they are in life, and what they need. To offer healing is to meet a person as they are in one of their most human moments. Jesus asks us to do that. Jesus is just asking his disciples, just as he asks us, to go into the world and share that God has a vision for this world where all of love, all are loved, a vision of this world where all are made whole, and a vision of a world where every person matters and makes a difference. That will bring healing. You'll notice he doesn't send these folks out with a message of fire and brimstone. There are no threats. There are no, you better believe this or else. Jesus just says, listen, go tell people about love and acceptance and justice and hope. This in and of itself is a powerful message more people need to realize is in the Bible. Love, acceptance, justice, and hope. That's in the Bible. But there's even more to this scripture today that I absolutely love. Jesus instructs the disciples to take nothing with them. This is an invitation to trust the hospitality of others. Now, this is an interesting proposition in our modern world. What does it look like for us to approach the world with nothing? Well, I don't think Jesus is worried about our walking sticks or extra shirts. What does it mean for us to approach the world with nothing? No presumptions or assumptions about people. No judgments or bias on the people we encounter. No sense of entitlement. This is actually a funny side note of this scripture. There's a line in it where Jesus tells them to stay in whatever house they start in. The cultural history around this is fascinating. You see, in the time when people would travel, when they would arrive in a town, they would just stay with people. Not relatives or old friends. It was the town's job to welcome any traveler that arrived. And thus, when anyone from that town would travel, they trusted that they too would be cared for. The people of a village or town had a cultural responsibility to offer hospitality. And folks would just take turns welcoming guests and travelers. But sometimes, you'd wander into town and you'd find the person who was in charge of hospitality that evening, and perhaps they had a crummy guest bed. Or maybe they just made bad food, or were just not the most gracious of hosts. And this is where some travelers would start house hopping. Hey, thanks, I'm going to go try your neighbor. That was nice. Let's try house 3, shall we? It's like a game show. Which house has the best bed and the best food? Going from house to house looking for accommodations and meals, Jesus found this to be unacceptable behavior. You don't show up with expectations of a person offering you hospitality. You show up with gratitude. How could any of us share a message of love for all people and share God's vision that every person is of sacred worth when you've just walked out of someone's house because breakfast didn't meet your expectations? Oh, look, God loves all people, except for those who don't make the waffles that I really was hoping for. You know, it's almost humorous when we think of it this way, but it's not so funny when our expectations of a person, their lifestyle, their identity, their economic ability, their mannerisms, their habits, it's not funny when our expectation of individuals, whether there are personal expectations or institutional expectations, cause us to walk away from someone because it would be more comfortable or convenient to be around someone else. People professing God's love have walked away from those who can't shower every day. People who profess God's love have walked away from folks who are a little brash or garish or just annoying. People who profess God's love have walked away from those whose suffering just makes them reexamine their own lives and have to confront difficult realities we'd rather not pay attention to. People professing God's love, including you and me, have in different ways at different times done the modern equivalent of hopping from house to house looking for a better offer. Ooh, God. These people are more like me and fit in my comfort zone. Can't I go tell them that God loves them? We're invited to go and to stay with the people we encounter. Jesus asks us to go into the world and share a vision of God's kingdom here and now and not take with us expectations or entitlement. And then once we go without expectation or entitlement, we are invited by this scripture today to do something many in this world would consider unchristian. Yes, folks, what I'm about to tell you, many people would say is very not like Christians. Jesus invites us to be cool, not pushy, and know when it's time to give people space. Sadly, this is where the bar is set for evangelism in this world. So, this is the invitation Jesus gives us, not to be pushy, not to force an agenda, but to meet people where they are and just be with folks. It's kind of crazy, huh? That we're invited to share a message of love and hope, a message that honors and validates each person that we share it with. A message that, if not welcomed, we honor those folks by taking with us. Jesus tells his disciples, Jesus tells us that if we are not welcomed, if the message we are invited to share is not wanted, that we should kick the dust off our feet and move along. Now, at first glance in English, it might sound a little snooty. Kick the dust off your feet as a witness against them. The Greek is not so direct. When you sit with this scripture, as I had to this week, in other places, even in Luke, but throughout the New Testament, this little Greek word doesn't get translated against them. In plenty of other places, it's translated toward them, or upon, or at, or with, or to. It's just a preposition of undefined meaning. So hear the scripture this way. If your message isn't welcome, kick the dust off your feet as a witness to them. Not against, but to. How we treat and respond to those who don't want our message needs to reflect the message that we share. Berating someone until they half-heartedly or resignedly agree with you is not honoring their sacred worth and not demonstrating that who they are matters. Overzealous faith-pushing is as hypocritical as it is ineffective. There are plenty of people in this world who need, who want to hear the message of God that's been given to us. And honestly, I would rather move on to find those people who are desperately searching for love and acceptance than to spend all my time trying to force loving acceptance. Isn't that an oxymoron, forcing loving acceptance? Trying to force it where it isn't desired. Why do people do this? When there are folks who desperately want to hear the message waiting for us to find them. Jesus is asking us to share our joy and our hope. Jesus asks us to share that joy and that hope with those who are waiting and wanting to hear it so that they might be blessed by it. And look, if some folk don't agree, if some folk don't like the message, they aren't ready for it, or they think they have a message that's taking care of their needs, we're invited to just leave things as we arrived, without expectation or entitlement. So on behalf of the guy who really understood this God's love stuff better than any of us, let me invite you, as Jesus has, to get out of here, to go out into the world and to share a message of love, acceptance, justice, and hope. And if you bump into somebody who doesn't want that message, that's all right. It doesn't make it any less true for those of us who want it. So what do you say we just kick it? And live that love. Amen.